It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and checking in, it's Joe's Journey. I started a couple of weeks ago, and I'm getting into it. I was overwhelmed at first. I'm getting into boxing. I've been boxing at a title boxing club, and it's not like you're sparring somebody. You put wraps on and gloves, and you actually hit the punching bags, and there's usually 15 minutes of warm-up, 30 minutes of boxing. You do like 8 rounds, and then a little cool-down. They do 15 minutes of abs. Sorry, I get like 2 minutes, and I sit there the last part, and I'm like...
Breathing that heavy is working you out.
I'm telling you right now, I do sweat. But I really enjoy it, and things are going good. Same thing, I haven't changed much. I'm eating a balanced diet. Nothing crazy. And
you quit keto.
Yeah, I quit keto a few weeks ago. Not knocking it, but it's just I can't sustain keto. Like, I just need to eat regular food, and that way if I cheat, I don't gain 1,000 pounds back.
And what's weird, it's almost like someone told you that that was going to happen. So weird.
You know what's really hard for me?
What? Admitting we're right?
Well, kind of. I am married to my wife, Lindsay. So I have like one wife at home that I always have to hear how I'm wrong.
And one wife in Utah?
No. I've got three there. But then I had one wife with Alex who always told me how I was wrong and stupid and fat and ugly. And now I got a third.
That is not what I said.
Okay. No. I got three women always telling me I'm wrong. What's next? My mom and my grandma. But no, you were right. So there's that.
Wow. I like that.
What happened to the, you were going for a while to an Overeaters Anonymous club or something like that?
Oh, yeah. You know what? It was, not that it matters necessarily, but I still have not been able to balance that out because I was trying to go to 12 o'clock meetings and I never could make it in time after work. Some days I was out of work at 11 o'clock. Other days it was like 1 o'clock and I missed a bunch of them. And it just, I don't know why. I think the class is great and I encourage you to go to an Overeaters Anonymous class if you've never been before. It could be whether you're anorexic, bulimic, anything to do with eating, or maybe you binge and purge, whatever it is. Or if you have body issues, go
there.
You're
anorexic.
Check them
I don't think you're overeating.
No, I know. But Overeaters Anonymous isn't just for people that you would say are like morbidly obese.
Right.
It's actually. Like, for
there
example,
are binge eaters.
Eating disorders.
It's an eating disorder anonymous. Because when I went there, but they call it Overeaters Anonymous. Because I went there, that's my thought. I'm like, wait a minute, this lady looks like she's like a skeleton, but she actually has an eating problem, just a different type of disorder. So I would check that out, but I haven't went. I don't know. I might join. The thing that was hard for me is I didn't feel like I could really connect because everybody there was probably my grandma's age, and I love my grandma, but I need somebody just 20 years, 30 years younger. That's just me. I'm not trying to knock it. It's a preference.
Or a different time.
You're right. I got to make it a priority to do that, but I mean, I've been doing really well talking to my therapist, so that's one way of getting it out there and disclosing it. Once again, my goal is to be below 300 pounds for my friend Susie and Davis's wedding coming up in May. My clothing, by the way, is feeling awesome. Like my shirts, my man boobs are still huge, but they feel like they're a little bit looser. Like even the shirt I'm wearing today, it is tight on me, but it's not as tight as it was last week when I wore it. It feels better, and my clothing is starting to feel looser. Like my pants, I went in a little belt buckle notch, so I'm happy about that. As far as weight, which is kind of a factor or not, because you can lose inches and not necessarily pounds. Last week I was 395.4 pounds. This week, I'm down to 390.5.
Woo-hoo!
So I think it actually works if I do some cardio.
That's very good.
I even walked the dogs for 30 minutes yesterday. So I'm trying to build up, just nothing crazy. And that's me. I'm like all in or all out.
Here's the thing, I'm trying to go
slow and steady like a turtle.
If you want something that's going to be sustainable and a real life change and not just something to fix you and then like you go back to your old ways, it is something that you ease into, and they're not giant changes. They're just small lifestyle changes, like fitting in a workout every 4 days and just modifying what you're eating and not overeat. They're not huge changes.
Even just having like more water. So, I mean, it's just the basic things. God, I hate saying you're right. I'll never say it again. But that's the update here on Joe's Journey. You can follow me on MyFitnessPal and pretty much all my social media. It's Joe Pesh Radio if you're into sweaty workout photos and pictures and video of me trying to make food.